The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the crowds, Amen, I say to you, among those born of women, there has been none greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent are taking it by force. All the prophets and the law prophesied up to the time of John. And if you are willing to accept it, he is Elijah, the one who is to come. Whoever has ears ought to hear. The Gospel of the Lord. So this morning, I was looking at the readings we had for Mass today, and the very first reading this morning, that reading from the prophet Isaiah, the first verse, I stopped there for a few moments and thought, how beautiful. And I suggest you keep that in mind today and every day from now on. I am the Lord your God, who hold you, who hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, I will help you. And so to all of us this morning, the Lord is saying that. And to you at home listening, who are feeling lonely at the moment, who are feeling isolated, who maybe have lost a loved one this year, or are looking after a loved one, taking care of her or of him. Listen to what God is saying to you. I am the Lord your God. I take your right hand. I hold your right hand. Do not be afraid. Fear not. I will help you. Isn't that what we need to hear at this time? As we go through this worrying time, very anxious time for all of us, trying to keep safe and make sure others are safe. But what beautiful words this morning from that very first reading. I hold your right hand. Do not be afraid, I will help you. Have you ever, I'm sure you have, all of you, have you ever, when a little child says to you, can I hold your hand? And you put their little hand in yours, and what joy that gives to you, and the trust you feel in that little hand as you walk along or whatever you're doing. And that little child, by holding your hand, has total trust in you. If you were to say to that little child, are you afraid? They say, no, because I know you're looking after me. Now, transfer that to the Lord. The Lord says, put your hand in mine. I will help you. Do not be afraid. So I want you today to go back and read that. And maybe not just read it once, but read it many, many times. And try and get it in to your heart. That we're never out of God's care for one single moment. Even when we sleep, God is always holding our hand.